Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. South Korean President Moon Jae-in says North Korea is not imposing conditions on upcoming summits with him and U.S. President Donald Trump over banning nuclear weapons from the Korean Peninsula. North Korea has defended its nuclear development and missile test in defiance of the U.N. Security Council as a deterrent to what it sees as a threat from the U.S., which has 28,500 troops stationed in South Korea. President Trump is saying the recent trip to North Korea by the director of the U.S. intelligence, Mike Pompeo, formed a good relationship with Kim Jong-un. Mr. Trump is looking forward to the summit with Kim.
Hopefully that meeting will be a great success, and we're looking forward to it. It would be a tremendous thing for North Korea and a tremendous thing for the world. So we will be doing everything possible to make it a worldwide success.
Mr. Trump says it senses the Kim meeting is not going out very well and that he will leave. Meantime, the president will be working, he says, to return detainees and Japanese abductees from North Korea. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani joining President Trump's legal team dealing with the ongoing investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Mr. Giuliani told The Washington Post he would be working alongside President Trump's current attorneys who are focusing on the federal investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election and whether Mr. Trump tried to interfere with that investigation. Mr. Trump has had notable difficulties in recruiting new lawyers. This is VOA News.